Okay, item 13, consider and take possible action regarding recommendation from investment consultant search committee regarding finalist candidates.
I'll defer to John.
I'm going to introduce Tim. I'll start out by saying the original group was 13. That was narrowed down to 8, I believe it was. And this is probably the point at which I would ask Tim to step in and describe the process that he and staff went through in narrowing it down with committee input to 3. And in the committee's interview of the 3, and in the committee recommendation. But I think some of that background Tim
sure,
can just describe.
There will be a full written report of this in advance of the finalist presentations, but just to give a quick synopsis, we did issue the RFP on September 30th, received 13 responses, quickly identified 10 as being the minimum required qualifications and looking like they had a preliminary fit. 2 were subsequently dropped from further consideration, giving us a group of 8 which met the minimum required qualifications. And on initial review, there was some level of fit. The committee and CEO authorized investment staff to conduct technical due diligence reviews of all 8 firms. We conducted those visits. I think it was a total of 12 visits to 8 firms during the month of December. I have to commend my staff for stepping up and hitting the road pretty hard and getting a lot of stuff done in the month of December, which is not always easy to do. But we provided the committee, the 4 committee members, with our scores of the technical capabilities of each of the 8 candidate firms, as well as a qualitative review of the philosophies of each firm and some guidance on what we thought were important factors for the committee to consider. The committee settled on 3 firms as the top candidates on January 14th. They interviewed the 3 candidates last week on January 21st and are now in a position to make a recommendation to the full board. Not a staff recommendation, this is a committee recommendation because the consultant does not work for staff. We just provide the technical reviews of capabilities. So I'll turn it back over to John.
Okay. Sorry about that. The 3 that we met with had narrowed it down to were PCA. They're located, headquartered in Portland. NEPC, although they're, I believe, back east, headquartered, they have a Redwood City field office. And Wirtz, headquartered in Seattle, but their primary group that would serve us is in Southern California. So anyway, that was the grouping. I think, unfortunately, by the way, Will can't be, obviously isn't here, and Will was a part of our committee. Jerry, Debbie, and myself represent the balance of the committee, and all came to the conclusion that there was a single right answer, best answer is probably the better description, for the committee to the board, that we come back to you with a single firm for board consideration, and if the board so concurs, have that firm make a presentation to us as soon as we can reasonably schedule it. The firm is not Milliman. I ought to point that out. Milliman effectively priced themselves out of consideration. I think their fee was something like double what the typical range was for all of the other firms. And had other parts of their structure that were just not a realistic fit going forward with serving us in the capacity they have served us in the past. Mm-hmm. Our recommendation is Wirtz. I'll spend just a second on what I attempted to describe, and our committee hasn't had a chance to weigh in on my description. No doubt we would all have somewhat different descriptions, but give you some sense of why we ended up with Wirtz. The proposed team, and they had 3 presenters in their team, Jeff McLean, Scott Whalen, and Ed Hoffman. We would expect to end up with Scott and Ed after an interim year, because of our timing. Scott has a conflict with some of our dates. We like that team the best of the proposed teams by each of the three. Wirtz's client base and comparable services are an excellent fit with Sisera. What they would be doing for us, they do for a number of our counterparts. They're large enough, 69 employees and four regional offices, that we would benefit from their understanding of best practices, but not so large that we would not be an important client for them. If selected, they were very well organized, had a very well organized and detailed takeover plan. They're very focused on managing risk and using a number of sophisticated tools to assist Tim, his team, and us broadly in understanding risk. And I thought, the others didn't have as much chance to weigh in on this, but I thought they communicated better than any of the others, both, in fact, in their oral presentations and in their written communications. So that's in a nutshell, why we got to Wirtz. There were a variety of reasons why the others were not selected as well, but I think the key point at this point is to indicate that we thought overall Wirtz was the right one to present. We talked about presenting more than one, and basically all of us came to the conclusion that we had identified the right one from the committee's point of view to present to the board for its consideration.
Okay. Gabe?
Was there any back and forth, or was it just you make your presentation? In other words, did you go to a company and say, well, we like what you presented, but we're also going to need this. Can you provide that, or can you change your fee structure?
They have very elaborate proposal documents. If I'm understanding the question right, that they came in with the proposed team and presented to the committee. So the committee had, I guess it was about an hour and a half for each one. Each went through their reasons why we should select them. There was lots of give and take and lots of questions. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there was anything that we specifically asked them to come back with.
There was extensive back and forth in the staff due diligence phase, so I think by the time the committee met with the firms, there was quite a few questions that had already been answered.
Hypothetical question: let's say somebody says, "Well, we can meet you once certain months," and you go back, "No, we need somebody to do this." Say, "Okay, we can offer you to come these certain dates." Were they presented something, but you said that doesn't fit us? Or even with Milliman, did you go to them and say, we like it, but you're too expensive? Did they come back with another fee? Was any of that being done?
Tim had some of those conversations. So,
all the firms were given the chance to offer, as we move forward,
best and final.
They were given the chance to issue a best and final offer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think Tim is planning to issue a feedback report following this. Is that correct?
Yeah. There will be a report from the committee with staff assistance.
I totally support. I'm just curious if there's renegotiation going on with as part of the process.
Well, in terms of the timing, again, staff spent a lot of time with them on that. And in the case of Wirtz, one of the two lead people that would be part of the team serving us is not a fit on all of our current meeting dates for the, I think it's 9 months.
Yeah, let's just flesh that out a little bit. Several of the firms who proposed also have other 37 Act clients. 37 Acts tend to have the same meeting dates. They tend to cluster on the second and fourth Wednesdays. Not all of them, but there tends to be heavy concentration there. So we came across conflicts in a number of cases. The solutions that Wirtz proposed would be to, they proposed a three-person team, as John alluded to. We could rotate through those three people based upon their availability on the fourth Wednesdays, or we could look at an alternate meeting day for those consultant ones, at least on a temporary basis there. But we ran into that conflict with more than one firm.
Yeah, for me, Wirtz has, I think, four other counties. They've got Imperial, they've got Kern County, San Diego County, and they also have Tulare County. They also have San Luis Obispo, but that's not a 37 Act county. For me, their emphasis on risk, equity risk, interest rate risk, credit risk, inflation risk, and currency risk was really strong. But the main question that I gave to, I was only present on two, I had to leave for the third one. The main question that I gave that I was most interested in is, and it's happened here, and I was, it was what I was looking for. They're an outside consultant. We hired them to give us their opinion. And so I posed the question, if their opinion on a fund investment is A, and our inside chief investment officer is B, what are you going to present to the board? And I felt it was very important to see if they would stick to their guns. And they said, we will, if we think it's A, we will present A, even if it is not what your inside consultant recommends. And I asked that of both of the two that I was there. And with Wirtz, I got a more direct, positive answer than I did with PCA. PCA did a little hemming and hawing around, we would have talks before we made the presentation and maybe would find out your CIO. PCA said that. Wirtz said, no, we would go with it. They also said we would talk about it and we would know where they stood, but if we felt that that was a way. And that happened for me sitting here with Hillison about, I don't know, a year or two ago. There was a fund that Bob had thought we should get into, and Tim said didn't feel like we should get into it, and Bob stuck to his guns when he presented it, and that meant a lot to me, that the outside consultant. And so I posed that question specifically to see if I would get that, and I got it. So one of the major reasons I stuck with Wirtz and Associates.
Right. For the committee or Tim, did we make an attempt to go back and look at the past couple of years of investment experience of those four other plans that they're working with to determine where they might fit in relationship to our own? Overall experience?
The performance?
Yeah, performance.
No.
No.
And the reason is I'm not terribly focused on what other folks are doing. What I did go back and focus on was what has been the interactions of the consultants with the staff at their various clients, and to a lesser extent, because I don't have the same contacts, with the boards at those firms.
The reason I ask is that to some extent you assume that unless the board of those other Searle plans is dissatisfied with the recommendations they're getting, that they probably went with those recommendations. And if those plans clumped in a lower quartile, say, than we did, are they getting advice that we might not be as fond of?
I'll share with you the critique of the consulting industry that I shared with the committee this morning. It's virtually impossible to tie consulting performance back to a single number. What you can measure is the interaction between a consultant, a board, and a staff. I cannot decompose that into the quality of the consulting opinion versus the staff guidance versus the board education. So I'm less concerned about the actual performance of their other clientele than I am about that interaction. So this comes down to, it'd be really great to have a nice quantitative measure, and it's the holy grail of the consulting industry. But the reality is this becomes the art of the qualitative guidance. And this is why the process took a year plus. We wanted as many points of contact as possible. Are they thoughtful? Do they have a good business model? Have they interacted well with clients? Are there any negative references out there? And that's the process we followed here.
Not to beat a dead horse is the last thing I'll say. It is a data point, at least for me, and it's not the exclusive data point, but the fact that the board gets along with them nicely, the fact that the CIO likes them, and they have really good interaction, but their overall performance of the plan is less robust than our own, would be a data point for me.
Well, Jerry, if we bring this board, you have between now and then to go through the Coons report and compare what those counties that they currently represent do.
But I was asking if you guys had done that. That's my specific question, whether or not you'd looked at their performance in the Coons report. Where do they rank?
I started to and did not go all the way through it, no.
To support Jerry's saying, how long would it take to do?
And yeah, it's,
yeah. I would assume that it was done, but surprised that it wasn't.
Rusty. I know this is an action item. Are we deciding today to go with the committee's recommendation, or do we have a chance to meet these?
We can do
whatever we want. We could do. Right. We could interview eight people, eight firms. We could interview one.
We have a recommendation, but we can do anything we want.
And now we trust your judgment. You've done all the back, but I would like to also be with them, of course, as a board, and before then, maybe answer some of these questions that were brought up today.
So, I believe inherent in the board's or in the committee recommendation is for. They're recommending one firm not to hire for the board to interview them.
Right. Interview.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. We are recommending this firm come forward for a board interview.
Okay.
And then the board may choose at that time however many other candidates they choose. And I have this file plus another stack about this tall in my car of material that I'm happy to let any of you go through. And I want to say that the individual packets that we got did include some kind of a consultant rating agency that put them on a bar right. scale. Mm-hmm. And all three of the final candidates actually were in the top quartile. But in addition to that, we also utilized an independent consulting firm, Cortex, that worked with us through this whole process and also analyzed these firms and spent additional time on it. So I'm confident that we've done our due diligence here, but certainly if the board requires more information and wants to spend the time on it, I've got stacks of information that you're welcome to look through.
I support the committee's recommendation.
I was going to say, I trust with the committee. I want to see one, but I would like that information before we meet with them to know our performance.
Yeah, I applaud the committee's work, and I don't want to go back and redo it, but I think that since it sounds like it was something that was contemplated, but it wasn't done or wasn't completed, I'd like to see it completed just to see where those other plans, maybe a one, a three, they go back five. But
the issue around that, though, is how long have they been the consultant for that county. If they've only been the consultant for 1 year or 2 years, they're really not going to have an impact on it. So you need to also know how long they've been with that. And I think that was an issue when I was researching. I was thinking of going that way. Tim brought that up to me and said, yeah, but you've got it. And I didn't know how long they've been. So it really, at that point, didn't have a
simple phone call would tell you that.
What I'd like to try and avoid, and you can't rule it out,
we've narrowed it down to one. And
but
so
at
we
some
can
future
do it
date,
now.
Having this board have to be in a position, perhaps, to explain why our performance deteriorated, coincidental with the selection of a new consultant. Now, there may be many other factors that went into that, but then somebody comes back and says, well, when you selected them, did you look at their past performance? And we can go ahead and explain all the rest of the reasons why that's only one data point. They're still going to say, you changed and you went downhill after that.
A suggestion, we disagree on this, but obviously I want to get your questions answered. If the board votes to bring Wirtz forward, let's have them make that part of their presentation, and you can post questions to them directly.
It's not going to be my deciding factor.
One thing I do want to mention, one question we did utilize on all three candidates was the history of their turnover of clients, and we did have discussion about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good.
Scott. Question. At what point on the continuum of evaluation were the firms allowed to make a best and final?
For the folks that I did staff interviews with, if there was any ambiguity about the scope of the services that they were providing to us. I clarified that for them and gave them the opportunity to issue a best and final offer.
So, well, I guess, so I'll ask a more direct question. We have a recommendation that will ultimately change who the incumbent consulting firm is. So did the incumbent firm have the opportunity to reflect and make a newer or different proposal that became part of the,
yes,
the committee's consideration?
Yes.
Reflect. Okay. I like that word. Would you like to reflect on the fact that you were twice as high as everybody else?
Well, I just, in fairness, I mean, we've had a long-standing relationship with, with this firm.
No, and let's be clear. The bids that were submitted to us were not disseminated in the public domain.
Correct.
So there was no, race to the bottom here. All the bids came in based upon what each individual firm understood about Sisera, and they issued a bid that they thought was appropriate. If they had questions about the scope of services or the way that we expected them to interact with this board, I clarified those questions for the individual firms and offered them a chance to, adjust their fee accordingly.
Yes. No, I appreciate that. I just wanted to be sure. I would be remiss if I didn't ask it, so I just wanted to make sure I fully understood how it went down. And I fully respect the work of the committee. I can imagine just by the sound of it, a lot of hours went into this, so I appreciate all of your time, work, and effort, and kind of look forward to the next step.
You just want another R.
I agree.
Out there, right? Reflect.
Yeah, reflect, yeah.
Smaller, right? Like
I just wanted to make a comment in response to Jerry's question on performance. And a number of investment consultants do have a survey for board members when they go in to do a new proposal. And the asset allocation that is eventually implemented has to do, obviously, with the flavor and the risk tolerance of the board. So that's also another factor to consider is, and even thinking of some of Wards' current clients, some of those plans have a different asset allocation and obviously a different performance than something that we might have.
Right.
So it's not always completely fair to say, okay, well, they didn't do so well, so Wards isn't a good investment consultant.
No, as because I say, it's just a data point.
Yeah.
No, but it's,
and we can definitely, it's a data point to look at.
I'm glad you raised this because I thought about the San Diego experience, and that had been in the news more than once in the last year. And a lot of that devolves from asset allocation decisions about where and how they invest and what their template is. And so you may not be able to get an apples to apples kind of a data point comparison. I understand what you're saying, but I'm glad you clarified the asset allocation because that's going to drive it.
It's a signal and noise issue. To me, it's noise, but if we want to look for a signal, we can look for one. My guidance to the board is, there's more noise there than is worth your trouble.
I'm used to dealing in a noisy environment.
I'm going to turn up the volume for you then.
Grandchildren.
Well, I really appreciate the work of the committee. I'm going to move the recommendation to interview the selected consultant and respectfully request that the questions that have been raised today be answered.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
We will schedule that for February 18th.
Is that a regular meeting date? Or?
That's a special meeting. That was one of the adjunct meeting dates.
It's on the calendar.
Right? We won't call it a special meeting.
Right February 18th?
February,
yeah.
I'm going to be on vacation.
I don't think vacation will enjoy.
I won't be here.
A lot of R words today.
I won't be here.
Okay.